The First Testament lesson is from Exodus 24, 12 to 18. God said to Moses, "Climb higher up the mountain and wait there for me. I'll give you tablets of stone, the teaching and commandments that I've written to instruct them." So Moses got up, accompanied by Joshua, his aide, and Moses climbed up the mountain of God. He told the elders of Israel, "Wait for us here until we return to you. You have Aaron and Hur with you. If there are any problems, go to them." Then Moses climbed the mountain. The cloud covered the mountain. The glory of God settled over Mount Sinai. The cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called out of the cloud to Moses. In view of the Israelites below, the glory of God looked like a raging fire at the top of the mountain. Moses entered the middle of the cloud and climbed the mountain. Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The gospel lesson, Matthew 17, 1 to 9. 6 days later, the three of them saw that glory. Jesus took Peter and his brother and the brothers James and John and led them to a high mountain. His appearance changed from the inside out, right before their eyes. Sunlight poured from his face. His clothes were filled with light. Then they realized that Moses and Elijah were also there in deep conversation with him. Peter broke in, "Master, this is a great moment. What would you think if I built three memorials here on the mountain, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah?" While he was going on like this, babbling, a light radiant cloud enveloped them, and sounding from deep in the cloud a voice, "This is my son, marked by my love, focus of my delight, listen to him." When the disciples heard it, they fell flat on their faces, scared to death. But Jesus came over and touched them. "Don't be afraid." When they opened their eyes and looked around, all they saw was Jesus, only Jesus. Coming down the mountain, Jesus swore them to secrecy. "Don't breathe a word of what you've seen. After the Son of Man is raised from the dead, you are free to talk."